Good day time is 7 after the hour. Ken Kesler and I are doing our best without Jennifer and Roberta and Richie to keep you up to date on the important stories of the day, the news, the fun, things that are happening later in this half hour, if we can get to it, a few tips on what men can do this summer to stay healthy or improve your health. A lot of focus on women's health, fun, farm, and food, and the focus with Chef Louis DeAngelis later on in this hour as well. Kind of still celebrating Independence Day. Our poll yesterday, Kenny, how are you celebrating Independence Day? Let's see, 38% said just another work day, which I thought was kind of interesting. 23% said having a cookout. 22% of you who responded to this poll at DougSteffen.com said some of all of the sort of things together, the parades, the shopping, going to a museum, that sort of thing. There's no option on here, Ken, for mowing hay. I didn't see that on here. I didn't respond to the poll because it didn't say mowing hay on here.
I'll have to remember that for next year.
Yeah, please. Yeah, like next year. We're already thinking about July 4th next year. That's how it works. It's a Thursday plus one day is Friday on the Good Day program. Maybe some of you, as you think about the 4th of July, think about it in a sort of insular way. I find that nothing quite unites Americans like the 4th of July. And I think that we certainly need it. Out of many, one is what e pluribus unum means in Latin. You knew that, right? E pluribus unum, out of many, one, approved by Congress in 1782 as the motto for our country. We are a people assembled from a lot of different backgrounds. We have in common a pursuit of liberty. I think that we are united in our belief that we as a people can and are capable of governing ourselves. It's not easy work. It takes involvement. Look at what's going on in Egypt. Say what you will about the Muslim Brotherhood or it being whatever. These people are taking the matter seriously. And the revolution that started with Arab Spring last year, or was it the year before? I guess it was the year before, wasn't it? Get down to brass tacks about the accuracy of history. So that's been going on over there, and they are very, the country as a whole, the population as a whole, pretty involved in this new experiment for them, real democracy. They didn't like the outcome of the first election. People say, well, they should have waited for the next election. They didn't want to because this guy was a bad guy, and they made bad choices. So how do you fix that? How do we fix it here in America? That was a discussion where I was yesterday, a couple of three different circumstances in which people talked about the Declaration of Independence, which declares that our rights do not come from a king or any government. Our rights are a gift from God. Government exists to protect you and to protect your rights. We laugh about that today because we think our rights have been completely demolished, and they have been. So what do we do? Is this illegitimate, our government? I mean, there was a lot of conversation in that vein yesterday, too. Do you trust yourself, your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers to govern themselves? How do your friends, your family, people that you know well do in managing their own lives? Kenny, in your circle of friends, how would you say, I mean, I'm sure it's varied depending on who it is, but would you say in general the people you know do a good job managing their own lives?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my friends and family, I'd say so, yeah.
Do you think that that's the case with most people, or do you think most people do not pay close attention to what's going on here in our country and all across the world, in fact?
I'm not sure I'd like to say that they do, but I'm looking at the way things, a lot of things that are going on, I'm not sure. I think a lot of people get caught up in some of the really unimportant things.
Yeah.
I saw this on several times on Facebook yesterday. A discussion that was getting really heated.
Mm-hmm.
And this seems really silly to me that people are starting to get offended by referring to yesterday as the 4th of July instead of Independence Day.
We had that conversation here.
Right, and I know that Jennifer prefers that, and that's fine. I prefer Independence Day myself, but if somebody says Happy 4th of July...
You're going to get all bent out of shape about it?
No, it's not going to bother me. I don't feel like it's disrespecting
get
the country.
Get a life, folks!
Exactly.
Get a life!
If you're going to get so upset about that, I think for most people, Independence Day, 4th of July, those mean the same things.
Mm-hmm. They do. I'm with you on that one, Kenny, for sure. I guess that a lot of people think that we are the example that is to be used for countries like Egypt. That may or may not be true. But in order for us to be an example, we have to recommit to the republic for which we stand, one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. I believe that to be the notion and that to be what's important. In a moment... There's another one of these groups agitating to knock off one of the new meals on the menu at Long John Silver's. You're going to be excited about that. And then we'll see if we can have some time to come up with these tips on what you can do, men, to stay healthy and maybe improve your health through the course of the summer. It's 13 and a half after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so. But you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to buckle in for Sears' July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get super buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive apply. See store for details. Offer valid 628-377. Gas drive price higher. Optional. Pedestal sold separately.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, score doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Audio-Technica dynamic handheld mics, just $19. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Imagine that. Sunday, a beautiful Thompson Drag Raceway.
Sunday.
So the Center for Science in the Public Interest says fast food chain Long John Silver has a new Big Catch meal, which features an alarmingly high level of trans fats.
Uh-oh.
group says that a recent study it conducted revealed that the new value meal, which consists of fried fish, fried hush puppies, fried onion rings, has 33, count them, 33 grams of trans fat. That's more than 16 times the daily amount recommended by the American Heart Association, which says that trans fats cause heart disease. So the Long John Silver Big Catch Meal, they say, in their review, deserves to be buried 20,000 leagues under the sea. This company is taking perfectly good fish and entombing it in a thick crust of batter and hydrogenated oils. The result? A heart attack on a hook instead of the big catch. It's America's deadliest catch. In the case of the big catch meal, the haddock is cooked in this oil, which, Dr. Kenry here, he'd tell you it's bad cholesterol stuff. It really is. These trans fats have been eliminated from most menus on most of the popular food chains because the health consumer advocates have been all over them. And so now Long John Silver's figure they're going to slip them a Mickey. And by the way, I have always liked, I like some of these, I don't go to Burger King, I don't go to McDonald's, but every once in a while when I see a Long John Silver, I'll stop and I'll have something. They used to have a grilled fish that was actually quite good. They don't have much of anything except the fried stuff now. And so it's, it isn't as good. So, whether you like it or you don't like it, having it once isn't going to kill you. If you have them frequently, I'm guessing it ain't going to be too good for you. So, at any rate, it's something, it's a word to the wise, and that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to be a preacher, even though I do get off on my rants from time to time. Let's see if we can help men with some advice on what to do. We've just finished June as Men's Health Month. And there are a number of things that people ought to be aware of. For example, how do you take advantage of the warm weather and swimming? Swimming is really, really good for you. You know that, right? And Well, I don't think you're supposed to eat a big meal before you go into the water. Oops, I hit the wrong thing. What am I doing? Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I hit the wrong button. How can that be? I hit the wrong button. Anyway. The essence of exercise. I mean, you hear the same. Is there anything new here? No. One of the things would be don't eat the Long John Silver big catch. I'd stay away from that if I were you, if you want to stay healthy. But the exercising that is part of what we love about the summertime doesn't make any difference how old you are. Here's what you do. In your morning routine, perhaps you can get in a quick walk. Now, people say, well, I just get up in time enough to have my coffee and run out the door and get in the car and drive to work. Blah, blah, blah. Well, whose fault is that? If you say you're going to be conscious and you want to be healthy, then don't stay up so late. Go to bed early. Get a good night's rest, which is always, always, always on the list of things that you got to do. 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Now, I don't even take my own advice there because I rarely get 7 hours of sleep, except maybe on Sunday morning when I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock to do this program. But otherwise, I try to make up for it by eating well, take advantage of all of the wonderful locavore fruits and vegetables and good fresh food that there is around right now. That's for men and women. Men need to be doing more push-ups. I think women, push-ups are great for your whole torso, if you didn't know that. So do that. Walking, weight-bearing stuff, all that good stuff. Sweat. And it's easy to do that this time of year. There's our little bit of advice for men, 21 after.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Played someplace yesterday by some orchestra. I didn't see the whole Boston Pops thing, but they usually pay tribute in one way or another to some of John Williams' music. He conducted the Boston Pops Orchestra, which is one of the most prestigious. Say it again, Darryl. Prestigious, probably the one of three or four most prestigious orchestras like this in the country, if not the world. And so his being the conductor for, I think, 4 years was very cool for those in Boston who love listening to this sort of big music, the big sound. And we're playing it here now because our video of the day today is a sort of what if. What if William Shakespeare had written Star Wars. Okay, here we go. That's the premise behind the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. And there's a forthcoming book that reimagines the saga being written by Shakespeare in his prose and poetry. So I don't know how much of this we can stand. It ought to be good for a laugh for a few moments anyway. Best thing to do is watch the video of the day at DougStephan.com. But here's some of the audio. What would Star Wars dialogue have sounded like if Willie B. Shakespeare had written it?
The desperate hour is now upon us. Please, I beg thee, sir. Oh, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Thou art mine only hope.
True it is that these are not the droids for which thou searchest.
Alas, poor stormtrooper, I knew ye not, yet I attained both uniform and life from thee.
In time thy powers have weak become, old man.
And yet thou canst not win, I'll warrant, Darth. For if thou strike me down, e'en now, e'en here, I shall more great and powerful become than e'er thou hast imagined possible.
I think I'd take a long walk on a short pier if I had to listen to too much of that stuff. Right?
Remember me.
All right. Anyway, Luke and the whole gang. Did you watch the whole thing, Kenny? I didn't have the...
Yeah, it's only... Funny? We heard almost all of it.
Oh, we did? Okay.
It's right. Only... Yeah. But I think if they got to Yoda's part, his words would translate almost directly.
Directly, right. Yeah. Yoda's very Shakespearean-ish. And my favorite character, if you... in the old days when we were doing the TV loop out of my studio here, you could pan off on the television camera to the wall of the closet in this room where there's a big poster dedicated to the wisdom of Yoda and pictures all over the place of Yoda, who I think is something really, really special. You must... Learn control, mind what you have learned, save you it can. et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, very cool. All right, so check out our video of the day, if you don't mind. One of the stories at DougStephan.com today has to do with the Civil War at Gettysburg. The war reenactors are fighting over who dies. Let's say you're a Civil War reenactor carrying an authentic musket out onto the field with your history buff buddies making a charge under enemy fire. It's fun, reenact these sorts of things, except somebody has to die. Lying motionless in the grass on a hot July day in that historically accurate wool uniform. Can you imagine how hot? Others are performing heroic deeds all around you. This is not an exciting way to spend a summer afternoon, folks, especially with the heat the way it is in the Northeast. And so deciding who lives and dies and when they must fall is one of the heaviest responsibilities a pretend commander in a reenactment like this is likely to face. Bob Minton is the commander of the Union reenacting forces. They were in Gettysburg for earlier this week. The whole thing was like 3 days, I think. And they were fighting about, you know, who would be dead because they'd have to lay on that grass in the heat. Can you imagine? Ah! What a horrible experience that is. So you can check it out if you want at DougStephan.com.
Peter Fonda and the Uncivil War. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
I've always respected you, actor. Still do. But I don't want to see politics tear our community apart.
Barney has.
It's your Democrats who rent this country asunder. They've split the union in two just so they could keep black men in bondage.
Peter Fonda is an upstate New York blacksmith who supports the union cause, and Billy Campbell is a farmer who's not so sure in Copperhead, a new drama from director Ronald Maxwell. Maxwell is the man who staged the two biggest Civil War movies ever made, Gettysburg and Gods and Generals. But Copperhead is a much more intimate story about a little-known aspect of the Civil War. In the North were pockets of people who didn't think keeping the South was worth all the bloodshed. They were called Copperheads, and for speaking their minds, they risked their livelihoods, their property, and even their lives. Peter Fonda told me he loved the idea of telling the story of the Civil War away from the scenes of military conflict.
When Ron Maxwell asked me if I would like to play this role, I jumped at it because I liked especially the fact that we were not showing battles in the war. We show the results in the community and how at this particular point of our history, it divided our community.
We got a serpent in our own backyard here. Abner Beach is a copperhead, and the copperhead is a snake.
We're there in our little community, and we are not touched by the war. We were touched by the politics of the war. The youth we send out, and isn't this the way it always works? The youth that we send out to fight for our idiocies bear the brunt, take the bullet, take the IED now. And it hasn't changed. And we're still studying war. So I really liked that part of the story that Ron had.
Copperhead, starring Peter Fonda and Billy Campbell, is in theaters.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people,
there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Pretty hot. Summertime, though, that is the old expression, and the living is easy. Yeah, as long as you have air conditioning, it's great. It's 33 and change. The Good Day program, Ken Kessler monitoring Twitter and Facebook stuff. Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Your calls to 888-302-3684, always encouraged, whether we're talking about important informative things happening in the world, Edward Snowden, NSA surveillance program, who's up, who's out, who's in, all that stuff is kind of, I mean, it's part of the conversation for sure. Speaking of conversation, Chef Louis DeAngelis talking about farm food, fun stuff. An important recipe today, a very important recipe for those of you who like barbecue. Louis's got this crazy sauce that he's concocted, so I'll have that for you, plus some other news from the world of food and fun. Before we get to that, though, there's a story floating around, Kenny, about this couple who prayed for their daughter. There have been a number of instances, I can think of four or five in the last year or so, where parents would not bring their children to get medical treatment. In fact, they would be told, you know, you better do this, and they say, no, we're going to pray, that's our religion. Well, in the case of Bruce McCain, he's here with Tacos Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader, talking about one such couple who prayed for their daughter rather than bring her to the hospital, and now she's dead and they've been convicted. Here's that story.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Wednesday upheld the homicide conviction of a mother and father who prayed for their dying daughter instead of taking her to a doctor. The 11-year-old died in 2008 from an undiagnosed diabetes.
In this case from Wisconsin, the parents thought they were protected, apparently, under state law. What happened?
Well, this ought to be very familiar to your listeners here in Oregon, Steve. Those that remember the Followers of Christ cases out of Oregon City, and it's very, very similar to those. Wisconsin at the time, much like Oregon, had a statute on the books that gave broad protections to parents who used their faith and prayers on child abuse cases, so they couldn't be prosecuted for abuse. But in this particular case, this abuse went to the point where the child died. The 11-year-old died of a very, very treatable type 1 diabetes. This is very, very similar to the Neil Bagley case here in Oregon. Remember the 16-year-old? He had died of a very, very treatable kidney infection. So what happened on the legal end of it, Steve, is that the parents were relying upon that statutory defense, but the state and the prosecutor said, no, that only applies to abuse. You went too far, and you actually were responsible for basically criminally negligent homicide. They skipped the Wisconsin version of the Court of Appeals at the state level, and it went straight to the Wisconsin Supreme Court on a first-of-its-kind basis, and the Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin voted 6-1 to uphold the convictions. And that's pretty much what happened. It's a very familiar story to Oregonians for sure.
In Oregon, is there any sort of criminal immunity for treatment by prayer?
Well, as I said, Steve, we had the cases come out of Oregon City and the Followers of Christ. So if you remember, we had Jeff and Marcy Bagley. They were initially convicted of criminally negligent homicide for Neil's death. And then at that point, then we had another case with the baby of the Dale and Shannon Hickman. But between the first and the second case, the Oregon legislature, Steve, had actually removed the homicide protections in the Oregon statute. So by the time Dale and Shannon Hickman were put on trial in 2011, that was no longer available to them. Frankly, that cemetery in Oregon City had just filled up with too many dead children, so the Oregon legislature said, enough's enough, and we've removed the immunity or the protection if you let the child die.
Imagine yourself in that position. Maybe some of you have been in that position. You have children. Your number one responsibility is to care for them and protect them. And so those who believe without wavering in some of these religious, I mean, it just sort of gives me more ammunition, frankly, for feeling the way I do and expressing what I feel about religion for the most part. It's okay to have beliefs as long as you don't, they don't get in the way of, your beliefs are your beliefs. This child didn't have a chance to grow up and express his or her belief in this case. So she's dead because of what I perceive to be a faulty mechanism between your ears when it comes to practicality. But people get so brainwashed by religion, they have, in some instances, they've lost all their common sense. What do you do? I don't have an answer for it. I just know that it gives me, as I say, one more reason to not like organized commercial industrial religion. Kenny?
It's heartbreaking.
It's stupid.
I sound like I'm just when I say that. I just can't.
It is stupid. How do you replace your child, your children? The religion's not going to give you another child.
I get faith. I get the great spiritual nourishment feeling that you can that you get. I understand.
You can get that without going to church, even. You just get it. Yeah.
But I just can't. Yeah, I have two kids, and I just cannot imagine knowing that there's something wrong with them and not doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
To make them better.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine it.
Kind of breathtaking. In a moment, we get to Chef Louis. Let's lighten it up a little bit here. We have a recipe for a crazy barbecue sauce and some other items from the food and restaurant world that I think you'll find interesting. Chef Louis DeAngelis up next here on Good Day.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
The following is provided by News Broadcast Network. Every day, 1,000 service members return from active duty. In the coming months, it's estimated the number of new veterans will soon reach 1 million. Many of those veterans will need assistance transitioning back into civilian life, says Colonel David Sutherland, U.S. Army retired and chairman of the Dixon Center, working to ensure veterans have access to essential services.
The American people want to help. They may not know how. They know what we are, but they may not know us. United we stand, divided we fall. Is collective impact and understanding, it's about the unique needs of the veterans, military families, families of the fallen, and creating solutions locally.
Working with Easter SEALs, Dixon Center is a source of advice, information, and lessons learned through decades of military service and extensive community outreach. For more information, visit thedixoncenter.org. I'm John Dridden.
The preceding was provided by News Broadcast Network.
19 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, as it's time for a visitation from Chef Louis DeAngelis, who is hot into the barbecue season, hot into the 4th of July, hot into cooking out, hot, hot, hot. I thought it was interesting. I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on in your state, Florida, having an embarrassing situation not once but twice. I remember a couple of weeks ago, we focused in on the Florida Department of Transportation, the interstate sign that misspells Florida.
Yes.
Did you see these signs? Floridia. It's spelled F-L-O-R-D-I-A. Not once but twice. On Interstate 95 in Jacksonville is one of these locations. The signs are all made by the same company, and it's in Arkansas. And so they just put these signs up, but nobody noticed when they were putting them up. You got to wonder, what in the world is, what do these people think? Or I guess they don't think. Maybe that's the problem. All right? So anyway, Florida news may or may not be important to you, but yeah, it's kind of worth pointing out. It's a good video, actually a good graphic, which you can see at DougStefan.com. Did I lose? We lost Louis?
I think you offended him.
You think I did? But I think he's a transplanted Floridian. He didn't grow up in Florida.
All, they all,
Michael, are you trying to get him back again? What's going on here? Okay.
Calling him now.
Every once in a while there's a glitch. There is no such thing as perfection in technology. We know that. Even the simplest things like, hello, good old phone lines. Especially if you're in the part of Florida. I've found over the years, Louis, that basically Florida is a vast wasteland when it comes to technology. Simple phone lines. I had, when I had connections with people who worked here on this program from Florida, they were always bad. Always bad. All right, anyway, meanwhile.
Well, a lot of our wiring is underground. And yes. You don't go but 8-10 inches and you're in water.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
right.
Just a problem. So here. I don't know why they just can't get around that.
Yeah. Got to get rid of the water. Have to drain Florida. All right. So Chef Louis DeAngelis comes to us courtesy of his experience as a fixer. One of the things Louis does is he gets hired by restaurants to fix their menu, to fix their policies. If a restaurant's not doing well, Ma and Pa Kettle will call up Louis. He'll come down, look over what's going on, and pretty much in a short order will come up. He's not a short order cook, but he's figured out how to make restaurants better. I saw something that I thought, when I read it, I thought, this would be something Louis wouldn't allow to happen. Because it's not just about the food, it's about how you run the restaurant. There's a sushi restaurant in Northern Virginia that's getting heat because they've decided not to allow children to come into the restaurant.
Oh, now, my God.
On first blush, that seems kind of horrible. But the other side of the argument is sushi can be very dangerous. Sushi, it's uncooked fish. So let's say you're younger and you eat this stuff and your immune system isn't working well or you don't have the right probiotics or something in your system. Some of the things, the E. coli or whatever may be in the fish, could get in and cause a lot of trouble to a young stomach, right? So maybe they aren't so crazy.
Yeah, but Doug, is it up to the restaurateur or is it up to their parents?
Well, I suppose that's a question and a half. I don't know the answer to that.
That's what it boils down to.
Well, but the restaurateur is... The restaurateur is going to have an insurance policy, and if he's serving sushi, he's most like me serving raw milk on the farm. I'm more liable, so I have to have different and better insurance to cover in case something happens. So maybe that's the case here, yeah?
Oh, I would say. But, you know, and don't forget, most of these places that advertise sushi, it's really not sushi. It's vegetables or cooked fish, and it's more of a sashimi. So, you know, everything should be clearly marked. This is this. This is that. If you go to a Chinese buffet, they tell you there's warnings all over the place for eating, raw shellfish, for example.
Yes.
And it's up to the parents. It really is.
You'd like to have thought that it was up to the parents anyway. All right, yeah. Let's get to our recipe. If you go to DougStephan.com, right-hand side of the home page, you see, actually most of the pages have that right side. Click down till you go just below the Vroom 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 logo. You'll see Chef Louis' picture and his recipe. So let's go through this crazy barbecue sauce that you've put together to make everybody's mouths water.
Well, you know, so many times in the summer now, and it happens to me always, you know, sometimes Saturday or Sunday, and all of a sudden you decide you want to burn something on the grill for dinner.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in my case, it's burning something. Most people, they just grill it. But so you look in the fridge and say, but I really want a barbecue sauce, and I don't have one. Well, now you can make one very simply at home. It takes a half an hour, and it... In this case, the base to it is crushed tomatoes and Dr. Pepper. So it's wise to keep a can of Dr. Pepper in the pantry anyway, because you can make a lot of sauces with it. Don't forget, it's based in prune and other fruit flavors. So it makes a great background. It makes a great bouquet for a sauce. And when you take it and you add crushed tomatoes and garlic dark brown sugar and a couple other items. This is like 7 ingredients, and you cook it. If you cook it for 10 to 15 minutes, it makes a nice mopping sauce. It's very loose. You cook it for a half hour, 35 minutes, and it's a thick barbecue sauce that you can either use it as a sauce or you can use it as a dip. You can use it as anything. It works on all kinds of meats. It works on vegetables, and it's just a great 1-2-3 barbecue sauce you make yourself.
All right, get that recipe, Dr. Pepper, tomatoes, sugar, orange juice, Worcestershire sauce, cloves of garlic, that kind of stuff, and enjoy cooking up something that will probably be pretty tasty. I don't know how much good it is for you, but it'll be tasty. Chef Louis is pretty tasty in and of himself, and so he's here helping us out enjoy the summertime here, and good day.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday. Grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Audio-Technica dynamic handheld mics, just $19. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Huey Lewis in the news from the movie Back to the Future. Huey Lewis is 63 today. I always liked his sound. I don't know necessarily from the movie. I just kind of liked his pop sound. And so we acknowledge that and a great movie. As a matter of fact, Chuck Curry was talking about this yesterday on the program, how it is he wonders out loud that Back to the Future has never been revived. There were three movies, right? Or was it three or four?
There were three. First came out in 85, and then they filmed the 2 and 3 back-to-back, which were released in 89 and 90.
Yeah.
And it's a terrific trilogy. Really.
Yeah, it really is. So why don't they bring it back again? They bring back a lot of stuff.
It's a good question. My gut feeling is just Steven Spielberg controls the rights and just simply doesn't want to.
Yeah,
because there is no explanation other than that.
Well,
they reboot everything, reboot and remake everything else. I mean, it's a tremendous franchise with so much potential. Time travel is a really interesting concept, and we haven't done it.
You know, you just said something that made me think about the Lone Ranger movie that's out right now and how much different and perhaps better it would have been were it not to have been. Even if you had Johnny Depp doing it with Armie Hammer, if they hadn't been so indulgent, Tim Burton and the way it was filmed and stuff. I was talking to my son yesterday, who is a very good friend of Armie Hammer's, and he asked him, you know, okay, what do you think? What does this do to your career? And he said, nothing. I got a great wife. I've had a very successful family. Business sort of thing, and I'm not going to let this. You know, he was the love interest in the DiCaprio J. Edgar Hoover movie. He was the other guy, right. And that didn't do too well either. But he's been surrounded by these good stars. I mean, certainly anything that's connected to Johnny Depp, you expect it to be successful. And apparently they just did stuff, this stupid, crazy stuff that they let him get away with. And it may be, I think you said yesterday, or Brendan said to me, it was going to be one of the four biggest bombs of, never mind the summer, perhaps of all time, in terms of what they put into it.
I mean, it opened on Wednesday, it did $9.5 million, which is a big, big disappointment, because Despicable Me did $35 million the same day.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, considering it's a big Disney heavily promoted the film, but it's still proof that I guess that you know, bad reviews can hurt a film, and,
yeah.
and this is the case that it did hurt its box office.
Yeah. All right, let's do our, this movie is kind of fun. It was the number one movie actually during this week in 1980, so a chance for you to win a swell prize. Probably identifying what ought to be considered by most to be a pretty easy movie to figure out. 888-302-3684. We have three excerpts, three audio cuts from the movie that, again, was number one during this week in 1980. Here's the first clip.
Nervous?
Yes.
First time?
No, I've been nervous lots of times.
Right away, you could put your imagination is into where that is. You got it, Chucker?
I don't know.
All right, let's have the next clip, Michael.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Now our radio clearance, over.
That's Clarence, over. Over. Roger.
You see, bridges.
My gosh.
This is too easy. 888-302-3684, next and last clip.
How soon can you land? I can't tell. You can tell me, I'm a doctor. No, I mean, I'm just not sure. But can't you take a guess? Well, not for another 2 hours. You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
Yeah. It just, one of the funniest movies. It almost was Mel Brooks quality in a sense. I noticed, so if you get the answer quickly, 888-302-3684. Chucker, this is the anniversary of the principal photography being started in Australia for Star Wars Episode II on this date in the year 2000. That was the second or the premiere trilogy, right? The second series of three. Do I remember
that
correctly?
That was Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, right. All right, so what do you have movie news-wise?
Well, you know, there's been a few good movies I've liked this summer. I liked Iron Man 3, enjoyed most of Man of Steel, and I love Star Trek Into the Darkness. Let's see, take a look what comes out the rest of July. Pacific Rim, Giant Robots vs. Monsters.
Yeah.
Certainly it looks interesting. Grown Ups 2 with Adam Sandler and Kevin James. I'm in the minority. I like the first one. Reds 2, which brings back Bruce Willis, Helen Mirren, and John Malkovich. She was terrific in the original. R.I.P.D. with Jeff Bridges and Ryan Reynolds. Looks a lot like the Men in the Black franchise.
Yeah.
And the Wolverine with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. All right. Wes, what's the name of that movie?
It's called Airplane.
It is. You liked it, right?
Well, yeah. That was the day I picked to quit taking amphetamine.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.